eZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Friday, July the 29th, 2022, I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the alleged harassment of and intimidation of opposition political members, as well as civil society organizations ahead of the general elections next year. Particular concern has been raised following remarks by a ZANU-PF member, Upton Mashayanyika, who appears in a video seemingly suggesting that opposition CCC leader Nelson Chamisa and his supporters must be killed. The statement has sparked an outcry with human rights defenders and the opposition calling for Mashayanyika's arrest. But that has yet to happen. Still, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission and the police say they are now investigating after Chamisa's lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa lodged a formal complaint. Elsewhere, Chamisa's party says its members are being told to vote for ZANU-PF in the next polls or face political violence. Plus, we will also be looking at the worsening economic situation with Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube now revising down his economic budget projections this year from 5.5% to 4.6%. As a result of runaway inflation. To underscore the gravity of the situation, Mr. Ncube yesterday presented a supplementary budget of 1.9 trillion Zimbabwean dollars, more than double his original 850 billion budget. This as inflation continues to erode salaries and forcing prices up. Lingaba lishona njani izwi lukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwabamabandla aphikisayo kanye labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abakhala ngokuthi sebesethuselwa ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF phambilini kokhetho luka-2023. Udaba olusegudwini kulezi nsuku ngolwelunga le-ZANU-PF umnumzana Upton Mashayanyika. Yena ophume kuvidiyo ekhanya etshotshozela ukuthi kubulawe umkhokheli we-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa labasekeli bebandla lakhe. Lanxa sekulesikhathi ividiyo le isenkundleni zokuxhumana, amapholisa akakambophi uMashayanyika. Kodwa asekuvezile ukuthi ayaphenya ndawonye labeZimbabwe Human Rights Commission kulandela ukungenela kwegqwetha likaChamisa unkosikazi Beatrice Mtetwa. Yena othi uMashayanyika kumele abotshwe ngoba etshotshozele udlakela. Abehlanganiso ezifana le-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition labo bakhala ngokwethuselwa. Sizaxoxa njalo ngodaba lokubhidlika komnotho. Kwaziwayo batereri, nasi muchirongwa che-Live Talk tiri kutarisa nyaya yevemapato anopikisa. Uye masangano akazvimirira oga avo vari kuchema nekuti vava kuvhundusirwa nenhengo dzeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo dza 2023. Nyaya iri mudariro mazuva ano inyaya yenhengo yeZANU-PF vaUpton Mashayanyika avo vakabuda pavhidhiyo vachitaura mashoko anonzi nevamwe anokurudzira kuurawa kwemutungamiri weCCC vaNelson Chamisa. Mapurisa uye veZimbabwe Human Rights Commission vanoti vava kuferefeta nyaya iyi zvichitevera kupindira kwegweta ravachamisa amai Beatrice Mtetwa avo vanoti vamashaya nyika ngavasungwe. Tichange tichibatawo nyaya yeupfumi hwenyika uhwo huri kuramba huchienda kumawere. And we start off our show tonight in Bulawayo, where VOA Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu spoke to CCC deputy spokesperson Felix Makalela Mafaspanda. Yena osole amapolisa esithi akaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi.
Siyatana ngenxa yokuthi amapolisa adonsa izinyawo kucala lelo salabaphayo lo muntu ahambe thethisa esethusela ethembisa ukubulala uPresident Chamisa esithi yena uChamisa ungumthengisi kufanele ukuthi abantwana bakhe lemuli yakhe laba supporters akhe abulawe. Ngalokho sakubona ukuthi lokho kuyicriminal case. Sesamangala emapholiseni emberengwa ababhalile izincwadi ukuthi lowo muntu kayinvestigethwe ngoba into wayenzayo ayisiyo. Ngokusweleka kwenhlanhla amapholisa eZimbabwe akhanya nganalo le collective selective application of justice ngenxa yokuthi bakhanya ngani vele abakubona ukuthi kulicala. Kodwa kungenzakala ngapha kwama-opposition abantu bayabanjwa noma basekufeni. Khathesi silesi boniso advocate Job Scala Lupis Tole labanye abangu-14 babanjwa kuthiwa badlame emfeni kaMore Blessing lo wafa buhlungu loba likwazi. Yikho ke thina abantu beZimbabwe labe-CC sicela amapholisa ukuthi enze umsebenzi ngobunono esithi ngesikhiwa professionalism. Abasuke kupolice force baye kupolice service. Ngalokho siyabacela ngoba icala leli lizakwenza ukuthi abantu bathathe umthetho bazenzele bona bakufunayo. Thina abe-CCC silandele i-constitution, amapholisa siwapha iqeha lesikhathi ukuthi baqedise icala leli umuntu lo ofuna ukufeza ukubulala abanye emthethwandaba ethoniswe engafumana elecala bamgwebe ngokufaneleyo. Siyabonga amahlaba ezulu ukuthi asizibambeni singagolombi ngoba umthetho ufanele ulandelwe, amapholisa asebenze ngobunono esithi professionalism. Siyabonga.
Umnumzana Felix Makalela Mafaspanda ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC. Vanga vachishora mapurisa vamafa vachiti sei asati asunga nengo ye ZANU PF va Upton Mashanyika avo vavanoti vakakurudzira kuurawa kwa vachamisa. Uanastasia uxoxe njalo lengcwethi ehlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
Abantu bayakhonona sibili. Lapha besizwa kuthiwa khona ubaba lowana owasongela uNelson Chamisa ekhuluma esithi yena uChamisa ufanele abulawe kakabotshwa, amapholisa esithi bayazama uku-investigate indaba yakhona. Imithetho yethu isilo sisembuso kuyachasisa ukuthi ukusongela umuntu licala. Sokutshengisela ukuthi amapholisa yethu bale-selective justice la, abanye bayabotshwa. Uhope Chingono labo Job Scala babotshelwa into nje encane nje ukuthi babhale ngakho nje bebhala ngokuthi kube lo mvukelwa. Hhatshi umuntu lo owasongela uNelson Chamisa akulandaba ukuthi ngaye kumbe yi-CCC eyasongela umuntu wezanu kumbe umuntu wechurch wasongela umuntu wechurch. Nxa vele umuntu ungasongela ukuthi umuntu engabulawe ufanele ubotshwe, yimthetho wakhona. Mina ngaze ngisongela umuntu kathesi kumbe ngihle ngithi khona ngikhuluma ngamnangakwa ngisithi ufanele afe, ilanga kalitshoni engakabotshwa. Ayisiyo into enhle ukuthi sisongelane. Sile malungelo empilo sonke sifanele silingane. Ngibona lapha ngathi sokuphambanisekile.
Umnumzana rejoice ngwenya yingcwethi kwezo mbusazwe. He was speaking with us. Feature 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu from the city of Kings, kwa Bulawayo. Vangwenya vangavashishora ukuvundusirwa kwavachamisa uye vanoti mapurisa haazi kuita basa rao nemazvo. And now to respond, we are joined by our first guest. That's Mr. Regis Charumbira, a ZANU-PF official in North America. Mr. Charumbira, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you for inviting me.
ZANU-PF, Mr. Charumbira, is accused of ramping up threats and intimidation against opposition politicians as the country heads towards the elections next year. And the case in point here is of Mr. Mashanyika, a member of your party, who appears in a video suggesting that Mr. Chamisa must be killed. Do you condemn such behavior?
I don't think that's a good way of politicking, but at the end of the day, you know, we don't control what people ought to say, but we don't agree with his statement to say Chamisa should be killed. Chamisa is an opposition leader, and he has a right in his opposition to do his politics, we don't support that kind of a statement. But yes, I mean, Chamisa is in opposition. ZANU-PF is the one that is leading, and we believe that this with the statement that comes from our president, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, all the time, that we need peace and harmony in our upcoming harmonized election for 2023. He's been preaching that even in our by-elections and all the provincial and whatever elections that are taking place in our country, even in the ZANU-PF party. So the president himself, I hope you will not try to tangle him into this statement that came from an ordinary member of the party. Thank you.
Of course, the police and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, Mr. Charumbira, say they are now investigating, apparently after pressure from Minister Chamisa's lawyers. But the police are facing accusations of selective application of the law, seeing that Mashanyika is still a free man, while CCC members, about 14 of them, including lawmakers Mr. Job Scala and Godfrey Sithole, are languishing in jail on charges of inciting public violence and are being denied bail. Many are seeing a double standard here from the police. What say you?
Well, I don't think there's double standards. I think we need to look at the record. You know, the police in Zimbabwe, they are just like the police all over the world. They look and work with the reports and the history of the person who is being accused or alleged to be committing a crime. Our job scholar, they are on record as a member, and I would say as a member with a lot of support and power in the opposition, to say such statements would only, you know, be a way of trying to cause anarchy, and we have seen in the past that those statements have given birth to a lot of protests and demonstrations that have rampaged the country. And the police have the right to look at the record of the person who is saying things, and then they act accordingly. So I don't think that the police are not doing their job. That's why they are investigating. For sure, if this man was in the past doing these things and saying these kinds of statements, he could have been already in jail. So let's wait and see. What I think we should do, and I've seen that the opposition, the CCC or the MDC, they have got a problem, is that they want the police to work according to how they want it. But the police have their own way of doing their job. Let's not entangle ourselves into the law. Let's not be on front of the law. Let the law take its course. And they will do their investigation as they say. And we'll see if he's going to be taken to court and be arrested. If not, then you or those who are from the opposition who are crying for his arrest, then they can again still follow the law channels or the channels of the law so that whatever they want to see can come to pass. But what we want is we cannot try to tell our police what to do. They are an independent body. They will do their own investigations, and if need be, then they will arrest him. But if there's no need, they can just give him a warning. We don't know. So right now, we cannot speak because the matter is in the hands of the police.
Thank you there, Mr. Charumbira. And please do stay on the line as we bring in a human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie, based here in the United States, in Texas. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much, and thank you for bringing me to talk about this important topic.
Yes, the opposition and civil society groups are saying they are under siege from ZANU-PF and the government as the country heads towards elections. Mr. Charumbira of ZANU-PF says there is no such a thing. What's your assessment of what's going on in Zimbabwe?
Yes, thank you. What I see happening in Zimbabwe is more or less what we have seen in 2008, when the government, through the political party ZANU-PF, you know, escalated its onslaught on opposition voices. We have seen a lot of things happening in the first few months after the CCC was formed, which include but not limited to murder, abduction, unlawful arrest, and so forth. The list can go on. So I feel that the CCC has got reasonable, you know, reasonable assumptions, not assumptions, but reasonable beliefs that what's happening right now is basically not what should be happening in a country where, you know, it's deemed a democracy.
And I'm sure you have seen the video in question by a ZANU-PF member apparently calling for the killing of Mr. Chamisa. The opposition is complaining that this member is still roaming the streets. As a lawyer, does what appears on that video amount to a crime?
Yes, definitely. That in itself is enough proof for the police to form a reasonable suspicion to arrest that person. Because in as much as those statements were made at a political setting or whatever the case may be, that person should have been arrested already. We have seen people getting arrested for even lesser offences, you know, recorded on video, and this one is quite surprising that the police to date have not arrested that person. Well, for me, I think this goes down to the issue of how the police have been viewed in Zimbabwe. This is not the first time that we have been seeing the police selectively applying the law. We know that the law in Zimbabwe is basically, you know, lesser applied to people who are mostly affiliated with ZANU-PF. So what's happening today is quite unfortunate, and it's what we do not expect, you know, going into the election, because we will see that a lot of opposition people, a lot of opposition voices or people with dissenting voices will be arrested for violating laws that are basically equally being violated by the ruling party too.
And as we wrap up this discussion, Mr. Charumbira and Mr. Masie, let me come to you, Mr. Charumbira, first. Violence and intimidation aside, by whomsoever, do you see ZANU-PF winning a free and fair election next year?
Oh, that's an obvious case, because we, so far, since the president was sworn into office, we have recorded over 1,000 achievements that are going to be part of our campaign trail. As evidence of the work being done, we have not stopped working on the ground. We have not stopped making inroads to all our constituencies in the country. The president is busy every single day, going into the people, meeting with the people, assuring the people of his leadership, and also that Zimbabwe is going to be a great country. And things are coming up. There's a lot of developments and. There's going to be job creation already. We are seeing things that are happening on the ground. So, we have no fear for this election at all. We know that this election, we are going to resoundingly win it. And that's what we are going to do. And we are going to continue to do that until the election.
Thank you, Mr. Charumbira. And briefly, Mr. Masie, do you see Zimbabwe achieving a free and fair election devoid of the disputes that we have seen in previous elections and indeed in the last election in 2018?
I don't see this happening because at the moment what transpired in the previous elections or what demands were there in the previous elections are still there. Mainly the issue of realignment of the laws in Zimbabwe. That has been a very contentious issue where the electoral laws need to be realigned, where the criminal code also needs to be realigned with the constitutional, with the constitution, where several laws that are basically pertinent to a free and fair election have to be realigned with the constitution and international standards. That we have not seen happen. And at the moment, it seems the government is not talking about that. And it seems like with only less than 10 months to vote into election, that in itself will not happen. But those laws need to pass through the parliament and they need to be debated and then signed into law. And without that, we will basically see an issue where even if we are going into elections, we'll see the elections being contestable. We'll see elections being deemed not free and fair. We'll see even issues regarding to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission on its transparency and so forth not being addressed and therefore casting aspersions or doubts on the electoral results. And lately, we've seen the president appointing a commissioner who is charged to his former vice president. An issue that also goes to the core of the credibility of the election. Mm-hmm. Because elections in themselves need to be viewed or seen as transparent by action, which are basically going towards that, of which of in the past few months and, of course, in the months to come, we don't think that will be coming. And come next year's elections, we'll face the same arguments, the same problems that we've been facing in previous elections.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer, speaking there on the line from Texas here in the United States. You also heard from Mr. Regis Charumbira, a ZANU-PF official in North America. Now, time for a short break. We will be right back.
Sanitizer,
Remember, COVID is still here, so don't drop your guard down. For those that have just joined our show, please note, we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Zimbabwe. And now to the economy. Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube yesterday cut down his economic growth projections for this year from 5.5% to 4.6%. He presented a supplementary budget of 1.9 trillion Zimbabwean dollars, more than double his original 850 billion budget. Critics say this is the clearest indication yet that the government is failing to fix the economy amid rising inflation and commodity prices. While Ncube says a number of measures that he announced will mitigate the situation, former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, a member of the opposition CCC, says Mr. Ncube is on a false errand. Vabiti vataura na Godwin Mangudla, where Studio 7.
I'm Ntuli Ncube, vanguya vachingorotomoka, vachingobvabvauka. Vasingabati nyaya dzikurwadza vanhu muZimbabwe, chikunyanyorwadza vanhu muZimbabwe, kukwira kwezvinhu. Zvinhu zvakwira zvamusingambofungira imi. Chikunyanyorwadza vanhu imari isina vhali. Chikunyanyorwadza vanhu kutambiriswa mari zvisina maturo, kunyanyanya kana uri civil servant uri kutambiriswa 30,000, uri kutambiriswa 30,000, kana uri mupurisa uri kutambiriswa 40,000. Izvo zvinhu zvaakune maus dollars. So vamutuli vatambisa nguva, vamisa opportunity yekuti vanyatsodzura ikonomi kuti twasa twasa. So chataurwa hapana, chatafambira hapana, kuri kuendwa hakuzivikanwi. Ende chinonetsa vamutuli ndezvekuti havasi kutoziva kuti vakatorasika. And the problem is that we have to go to the direction of the direction. And the road that we have to go to the
direction. We have to budget. We have to go to the budget. We have to go
to the budget. We have to go to the supplementary budget. We have to 1.3 trillion. Ya kura kaviri ne original budget. We have to go to the budget. We have to go to the parliamentarians. We have to go to the supplementary budget. We have to go to the budget. It's a waste of time because hurumende executive ichangonospenda zvainoda painoda madiro ajejina ndozvirungoitika. The budgeting process is a waste of time, complete waste of time.
That's former finance minister Mr. Tendai Biti ekhuluma ke lapho lo Godwin Mangudla we Studio 7 eseHarare ubekhuluma ngodaba lomnotho uthi hayi ibudget kababa uMangutsha ayethule izolo isupplementary budget ekhanya isedlula ibudget yalonyaka ayepresented towards the end of last year. Ngakho uBiti uthi hayi lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi umthuli lohulumende wakhe kababa uMnangagwa sebehlulekile, akula lutho abalwenzela abantu beZimbabwe. Kodwa abezanu PF labasekela uhulumende labo abakuhulumende bathi hayi supplementary budget le izaphathisa kakhulu. Ngakho bayambonga ubaba uMthuli bathi hayi uze lamasu mpela azaphathisa uZulu weZimbabwe. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests and of course you the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again next week. But remember, our regular shows are 7 days a week. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.